Thursday night, Or Lachov Tammuz, Chavis Alvavis Shir, men. We're at the end of Shar HaKniyah. We're in the 10th perek. We're at the very top of page Reish Yud Gimel. The last perek says three benefits of being, of having the trait of Kniyah of in Olam Hazeh. And now we're up to the three benefits of having the trait of Kniyah, benefits that they benefit you in Olam Haba. Meaning, or it can mean in spiritual matters. The first three dealt with Poshet life in Olam Hazeh, being able to deal with tragedies, with ups and downs of life, and Poshet socially, a person with Kniyah is well-liked, and he gets along with people, because he doesn't try to push people down. The benefits of Olam Haba, meaning spiritual matters, which will get you Olam Haba. V'horavi'i, the very top of page Reish Yud Gimel, Shu binyani Olam Haba, Sheha'odam ha'onav kalo lahasig es ha'chochma. We actually learned this in the Maral, in Pirkei Avos. All the six people that were here learned about this last week, Shabbos. When we learned Pirkei Avos, the sixth perek, and we learned Maral, he was talking about the kinyanim shatar niknas b'hem. So number seven was anova. So actually we delved into this then, the idea that an onov will acquire Torah easier, or it'll be he's more likely to learn and to retain his learning and to understand his learning. Now the Chavis Halevavos is going to explain it on a very on a pragmatic level. The Maral Kedarko doesn't explain things, usually not on a pragmatic level. He explains them on a conceptual level, why conceptually it would be so. Like, what about Midas Hanova is it that would attract Torah, and why would the two things come together? That's how the Maral talks, that's how the Maral thinks, and that's how he explains things, because he delves into the things in their Sharoshim, in their roots, and he shows that they are ro'oi for each other, they fit with each other, they're matim for each other. Although this is going to deal with it on a very practical, pragmatic level, because the person with Kniyah is going to ask questions. He won't be afraid of how he'll look if he doesn't know things. He'll make people his Rebbe, and he won't say, oh, why should I make that person my Rebbe? I know more than he knows, and so on and so forth. A person who has been kind of Kniyah will be a searcher of knowledge, and a searcher of knowledge will be, a seeker of knowledge will be someone that acquires knowledge. Right? She'odem ha'onav lo kalo lahasig es ha'chochma machmas himoshu suchuso, because he's drawn achra ha'chochma. He's not embarrassed to make himself into a Talmud, to say, you know, okay, I'll be a Talmud of that person. U'kniyoso lohem. My son's moving to Monsi now, next week, Be'ezus Hashem. So, as I said in the drasha, we're thinking of Eitzes, how he could maintain a certain spiritual level among the 57 flavors of Snapple. One of the ways is that in Muncie there's a very, very, I didn't discover him, he's probably a very, very famous person. Like, one of the main Talmidim of Rav Koppelman Zatzal is named Rav Schlesinger. And he rather was here today, yesterday, speaking. He was one of the speakers by the Shloshim. Anyway, I told my son to go to his shul and to make himself into a Talmud of this person. And he should make himself into a Talmud. Now, my son's 30 years old with three children already. So it's not easy to go to a person and, you know, and start asking him your questions. I said, but I know the person. I got to know him when I was a Muncie on and off over the last few years. A very, very special person. Not just a Talmud Chacham, but a very special person and everything else. But it's hard. It's not easy. So I said, but you do that, you'll have an anchor. And that's what the Chacham was talking about. If you go, you're not embarrassed. You're not embarrassed. You say, yes, I'm going to make myself a Talmud of that person. U'kniyoso lohem, and a Talmud to get from a Rebbe has to be nichna. U'drishoso olsom. And he searches them out. Ka'omro holech es chachomim yechkom. If someone hangs around chachomim, he'll become wise. The Amru Kadmonei Nuzal in Pirkei Avos, it says, Yibes Chabizvad Lachachomim, your house should be a meeting place of Chachomim, Vavi Mesabik Bafaraglehem, which is certainly a Lushan of Bittel. It also doesn't say learn from them, but it says you should sit by their feet. Vavishosu Bitsomos Divrehem, Vielo Bekach Ezer Me'em Hashem Al Halimud. Not only is it on a pedagogical level true and pragmatic that you learn from them, but he says you'll have siyata d'shmaya in your limud. That's the way it works. And the people who go to learn and are sitting there thinking that they really know more than the person they're learning from are not matzliach. Certainly experience shows that. Ka'omro, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, yadrech hanovim b'mishpat, v'yelameid hanovim darko. So you have a special siyata d'shmaya. V'amizgoeh, but the person who thinks he knows and he doesn't really need this, or it doesn't pass for him to ask a question, lo yiskayim b'yod limud amiti, meaning his knowledge will remain superficial. And then, yeah, he knows the Gemara already. So, but and it's true he does know it already, but he knows it on a superficial level. So he knows it already. So he'll always remain with that superficial level. That's what it means, limud amiti. He won't understand it with any depth, because he'll always remain with the superficial level. V'lo yagia l'tachlis yediya nechona l'fishehu mizgoeh. Because he's too proud to seek, he's too proud to be a Talmud, he's too proud to be Mevatel himself to others who know more than him. Ka'amro, this is how the Chavis HaLodos defines another pasuk in Tehillim, Rosha Kagova Apo, which is like a very interesting depiction of a Balgaiva, right? His nose is up in the air. Bal Yidrosh, he doesn't seek, he doesn't search, he knows it all. Ein Elokim Kol Mezimosov. So Hitaka remains on that level. So number one of the three of benefits in Olam Haba is knowledge of Torah, knowledge of Hashem, acquiring wisdom, as Noah Weinberg Zatzal would say, acquiring wisdom. You go to the wise and you acquire wisdom, and if only a Bal Kaniyah would do that. Because it takes a mental and a psychological bittul to have a Rebbe. V'hachamishi, she'ha'onov memayer l'maisei ha'mishma'as, an onov runs to do mitzvahs. He doesn't, he's not mezalzel in them. He doesn't feel, again, it doesn't pass for me to do this. This is not important. That's not important. That's not the mindset of a Baal Kaniyah. The mindset of a Baal Kaniyah is that anything he does that's a shtikal avodas Hashem, he's eager to do and he's happy to do, and he feels, wow, Baruch Hashem, I was zocheh to do this, even things that are seemingly insignificant. And he's not lazy to do it, and even if it takes a lot of work, he'll do it. And he's a zoriz, and he does even mitzvahs which are apparently or superficially insignificant. She'onav memayer l'maisei ha'mishmas, obedience to Hashem, v'hishtadlus u'v'zrizus v'cheshek. Ve'inu kotz b'kach. He doesn't get put off, get disgusted if it's too hard to do. No, I did already. What do you want from me? Leave me alone already. Ve'inu mezalzel b'me'uma mehen. He doesn't diss any mitzvahs, saying, you know, this doesn't pass for me to do that. We said many times, it's true, you see something on the floor on a base medrash, it's a tremendous mitzvah to pick it up. You're keeping the base medrash clean, it's a Bais Hashem, you keep it clean. Many people, most people, some people, doesn't matter, they wouldn't think of doing it. Like, I'm not the janitor. She'll already pay someone to clean. Why should I bend down and pick up something from the floor? That's a gaiva. That's a gaiva. And that's what he's talking about. Things like that. Kamosha Omru, Havizor, B'mitzvah Kala, Kavachamura, Shena Dayodea, Matan Schar, and Shal Mitzvahs. That's what we're talking about. Being Zor, B'mitzvah Kala. And Baal Kaniyah is ready, psychologically and mentally ready, to be Zohir in a mitzvah Kala. And someone who's a little too full of himself, he only does big mitzvahs. He doesn't bother with the small stuff. Vayor belibo, first of all, mismameya b'maisei hamishmas. He takes his time. He doesn't run. He doesn't rush. When he gets around to it, he'll do it. He's a busy guy. He's doing whatever he's doing. Very busy. Vitocha his hadrus v'his romamus. So he misses doing mitzvahs. How many people say it doesn't pass for them to come to Chavis Halvavus Shir? Right? So they miss out. V'yargish ba'atzmo, and then he doesn't realize it. This is the world, what I talked about, the world of missed opportunities, because you're not going to go to a shir like this, a shir in London, a shir a chelek, you're going, right? V'lo yargish ba'atzmo, and then you wake up and you're too late. All these people who humble themselves by going, you don't have to go to a shir, you can learn with a chavrusa too, right? Whatever works. But how many people humble themselves, and then he wakes up, and they have been learning now for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, acquiring knowledge, and he is waiting for an appropriate situation, and now 4 years passed him by, and he's the same Amoritz that he was 4 years ago. Ka'amro emor la'melech v'lagvira, hashpilu, humble yourself, shevu, and sit. The Yomar Sheshena Sonei Hashem, a list of things that Hashem particularly despises. Einayim Ramos, Lashon Sheker. Okay, so that's number 4 and 5. The Hashishi, the 6th benefit in Olam Haba, is it's almost not pragmatic. It's almost like conceptual, Kabbalistic almost. Shemaiseh hanichna l'Hashem mukubolim l'fnei Hashem. Hashem loves those that are humble. We know he brings on a pasuk, Amro zivchei elokim ruach nishbara. The true karbon is ruach nishbara. When you're humbled l'gabi the Almighty, memeli you're humbled l'gabi everybody else also. And Hashem loves those that are humbled. And therefore, you benefit from that in spirituality. When you're ma'isim amotzei chen b'enei Hashem, that's an automatic benefit. V'chatov miskaprim b'mehera, Hashem looks kindly upon him, and his averus am miskaper imshav mehem. We're not talking about freebies. We're talking about with tshuva. Ka'omro amodav ozev yerucham. But sometimes it's hard to do tshuva, and you need help. You need shiata d'shmaya. Sometimes, despite chazor b'tshuva, you don't attain a full kapara, but someone that Hashem loves and is motzei chen b'enei Hashem, he's a nichna, so he has the benefits. For Omar, ki hishpilu, v'tomer, geva, v'shach einayim, yoshia. Okay, we'll stop here.